This is Dr. Rani dictating a consultation on Kevin Clark. Date of birth is July 26, 1967. Date of consultation March 4, 2022. Reason for consultation is follow-up after colonoscopy. Internal history: patient is a 54-year-old female with with the past medical history outlined below, who is being evaluated for a follow-up after a colonoscopy that was done earlier, period. He currently has no GI complaints, period. Impression number one: diverticulosis of the sigmoid colon with no evidence of any diverticular bleed during the colonoscopy. Next point: diminutive tubular adenomatous polyp, dash status post polypectomy. Next point: hepatic steatosis. Next point: hepatomegaly. Next point: history of a biliary sludge, dash presently with no complaints. Next point: the status post CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with the contrast that was done. In 2018, and it showed inflammatory changes along the pancreatic or duodenal groove concerning for acute interstitial pancreatitis versus groove 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 pancreatitis. Recommendations. And so next point: no abdominal pain at present, and no reflux, comma dysphagia, comma nausea, vomiting, and he says that he, quote, feels fine, unquote, period. An upper endoscopy was offered at the time of the colonoscopy, and he opted to defer since he did not have any upper GI symptoms at the time when I performed the colonoscopy, period. Recommendations: number one, high fiber diet. Next point: warning signs of diverticular bleed and diverticulitis explained, and he was advised to seek appropriate medical help if he develops any bleeding per rectum or left lower quadrant abdominal pain dash suggestive of pancreatitis slash diverticular bleed. Next point: can I counsel regarding the role of diet in hepatomegaly slash hepatic steatosis. Next point: advice to continue to abstain from any alcohol. Next point: I request the primary care physician to order the following labs, dash IE, CBC, comma CMP, comma direct bilirubin, comma amylase, comma lipase, comma C-reactive protein, and stool for occult blood, period. Next point: depending on the test results, we'll consider if an upper GI workup is warranted, period. Next point: unless otherwise indicated, follow-up appointment in about 2 months' time, and hopefully I'll have the results of the blood test and the stool test requested. Presently, period. End of dictation. Thanks.